Motor carriers.
As rail transport has dwindled, trucking has expanded. Motor carriers haul produce, raw materials, parts, cars, stage sets, hazardous materials, fish, flowers, and farm animals through Europe, Asia, Africa, Australia, and the Americas. There are approximately 4 million miles of highway in the United States alone, from the smallest pickup truck to the longest semi with two or three trailers hitched to its cab. Motor carriers have become absolutely essential to the world's supply chains. Capabilities. The market for truck transport is the relatively small shipment of high-value items traveling a short distance. Accessibility is the strong suit of the motor carrier. There are virtually no locations that are off-limits for trucks. They don't require ports, vast switching yards, or large terminals. All trucks need is a road to the shipper's and recipient's docks or door. Assisted by the expansion of the road network, motor carriers in the United States have moved into parts of the market previously served by the railroads. Most freight arrives at retail stores via truck. Light and medium manufacturers also rely on trucking. When cargo travels by other modes, trucks often carry the freight to and from the port or rail yard. Motor carriers also offer speedier delivery than rail or water transport. Barges, of course, are slow. Trains generally have to stop at switching yards to add or remove cars. Trucks can be more direct. Market conditions. Motor carriers benefit from relatively low fixed costs associated with the vehicles themselves and terminal facilities. Unlike trains, trucks ride on a surface built and maintained by taxpayers. The American Trucking Association's Truck Tonnage Index, an index set relative to 2015 tonnage, with that year set to 100, showed a significant dip in tonnage in the beginning of 2020 from 110 to less than 105 by January 2021. This rate was still 2.1% below the January 2020 rate. Compared with other transport modes, over-the-road hauling provides relative ease of entry. Currently, there are about 65,000 general freight trucking companies in the U.S. The 50 largest companies account for 40% of revenue. Indeed, the industry depends on those, sometimes highly independent operators who get into the business by purchasing a cab, getting licensed, and offering their services to anyone with a trailer to haul. There are some regulatory limits placed on what a carrier can haul and where it can operate. For example, carriers may be limited to carrying only commodities, only explosives, only building materials, etc. The trucking industry comprises three segments: truckload, TL, less than truckload, LTL, and specialty. The TL segment includes many carriers who compete on their rates. A truckload shipment weighs over 15,000 pounds, 6,818 kilograms. Because they are fully loaded, trucks in the TL segment generally travel straight from the loading dock to the destination. They don't have to stop and take on more pallets to fill up the trailer. In the LTL segment, trucks start with loads of less than 10,000 pounds, 4,536 kilograms, because they have space in the trailer. These trucks often have to stop at intermediate locations to take on more cargo. This, of course, extends their delivery time, uses more fuel, and raises labor costs for the drivers and dock workers. The higher costs of doing business in this sector have led to more consolidation than in the TL sector. Specialty carriers include companies such as United Parcel Service, UPS, and Federal Express. Issues/challenges. Although motor carriers benefit from low fixed costs, trucks being much cheaper than ships or planes, they do have to contend with high variable costs. Trucking companies are beset by rising costs for equipment, repairs, and the wages paid to drivers and the laborers who load and unload cargo. Trucking is more labor-intensive than its competition, so it is impacted more than other modes by rising labor rates. Ongoing truck driver shortages have also contributed to these rate increases. Truckers address these cost challenges by various means, including computerized billing, mechanization at terminals, more efficient scheduling with fewer intermediate stops at terminals, and coordination with other modes of transport. Since deregulation in the U.S. in 1980, competition for customers has increased in the trucking industry. The result has been lower rates, which are a boon for the logistics manager, but have caused many carrier bankruptcies. For high-value or less durable goods, trucking may be less hazardous than rail or water transport. Air-filled tires provide a better cushion for cargo than steel wheels on steel rails. Vehicle suspensions, too, are better than they used to be. Riding long hours in the cab can still be hard on the operators.